For those who deal with the homeless in Syracuse, summer has its own set of challenges. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
I got pasta, right, and the fork and knife business.
Okay.
How you doing?
All right.
So are you?
John Tomino takes his My Father's Kitchen van out twice a week all year long, offering home-cooked meals and a friendly face to the men and women who live on the streets of Syracuse. As he heads out on a July afternoon, he notes warm weather really isn't a friend to him and a crew of helpers that looks for those men and women living in abandoned buildings, under bridges, or in wooded areas.
Even folks that were staying in shelter will leave shelter and go outdoors, and they call it camping out. And for us, you see the numbers go up in the summer. And the main challenges that we run into is the fact of they're not really wanting to maybe think about going indoors at that time because they think they're camping.
He also says summer brings its own set of issues: heat exhaustion, dehydration, and sunburn, and camps can become flooded in heavy rains. And for a community that often faces addiction issues, there's more temptation.
It's unfortunately, it turns into party town outside in the summertime in regards to them drinking and just getting crazy and doing all kinds of stuff.
Tomino says his goal continues to be making a connection with these individuals and ultimately finding them permanent housing as well as any other services they need. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.